Texte numéro 36. Facebook is weaker than we knew. Facebook may be in trouble. Not financial trouble or legal trouble, but a kind of slow, steady decline. It's a cloud of existential dread that hangs over an organisation whose best days are behind it. The desire to stop users from abandoning its apps in favour of more compelling alternatives is now influencing every managerial priority and product decision. It is going to extreme lengths to improve its image, leading to desperate attempts to find a way out, like the metaverse. This kind of decline is not necessarily visible from the outside, but insiders see 100 small, disquieting signs of it every day. Mr. Zuckerberg has renamed his company Meta and laid out a vision for pursuing the metaverse as the next social platform. Meta has discussed opening retail stores to introduce people to devices made by the company's Reality Labs division, such as virtual reality headsets and augmented reality glasses. These devices are gateways to the metaverse, a futuristic digital world where people move from virtual to augmented versions of reality almost seamlessly. The stores would help show people that virtual reality and augmented reality can be fun and exciting, exactly the way Mr. Zuckerberg sees it. The aim of the stores is to make the world more open and connected. They are also intended to spark emotions like curiosity, closeness, as well as a sense of feeling welcomed while experimenting with headsets in a judgment-free journey, according to the documents. If Meta moves forward with stores, it would be a first for a tech giant that's existed largely digitally, with more than 3.5 billion people using its apps such as Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. Mr. Zuckerberg has talked up the metaverse as his company grapples with regulatory and societal challenges. Francis Hogan, a former employee turned whistleblower, amassed thousands of pages of internal documents and recently shared them with lawmakers and the news media. She has said that Facebook was not doing enough to protect society from the harms it causes. There's damning evidence showing that Facebook knew Instagram was worsening body image issues among girls and that it had a bigger vaccine misinformation problem than it let on. Meanwhile, scepticism about the metaverse also abounds, as virtual reality remains a niche market for hobbyists and enthusiasts. Meta is working on something akin to the computer game, Second Life, from the early 2000s. The hardware is often costly and can be difficult to use. Some people have reported that the headsets nauseate them. But the advantage for Zuckerberg is that his apps would no longer be beholden to the rules dictated by Apple and Google, which own the app stores that distribute Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2021.